What up, what up, everybody? It's your girl Ashris, and this is Keeping You in the Loop. I hope you guys are enjoying this podcast so far. If you're a first-time listener, I would like to really thank you for listening. Make sure you keep listening, share, make sure you have your notifications on to when as I make more podcasts. Okay, guys, that's so much stuff to get into. I'm going to be talking about sexy reds, pregnancy. I'm going to be going in about Caesar, Pina, one of DJ Envy's partners, and I'll talk about DJ Envy as well, Cardi B, Jeezy, Britney Spears, Black China, okay, Kim Kardashian, Amber Rose, Krishan Rock, Blueface, of course she follows through Blueface, Blueface is following up through her, and his mother Clarissa, Prince from Love and Hip Hop, I think that's Miami. I believe that's Miami he's from. We got some little audio clip of him talking on another podcast, so I'm going to get into that. We're also going to talk about, dating, and if someone orders 48 oysters, what the fuck do you do? So we're going to be getting into a little bit of the local news. Also something local that I was going to get into was also, it's like this local restaurant news, because guys, if you don't know me, I bartend. Okay. I have another job during the day where I work at a school, but I bartend, a couple of nights out of the week, and it is stressful. Okay. It is strenuous on the body. It is not what you think it is, okay? So when it comes down to me going out with people, I a lot of times tend to tip heavy. And so this is a situation I feel like was really interesting. We're going to talk about the R&B and hip-hop Mount Rushmores. We have the City Girls album, Monique saying certain things, you know, Monique the comedian, talking about certain things about her husband. 500K or dinner with Jay-Z. You know, it was always a question whether you wanted $2,000 in food stamps or would you like to sit down with Sexy Red. So it was like, you know, people will make those dilemmas out there. So the real dilemma is when Jay-Z sat down with a well-known media personality and had an actual conversation and talked about, you know, what would be good and not good for somebody wanting to sit down with Jay-Z for $500,000. So we'll get into that. We'll also talk about Dwight Howard. The baby. Okay, there's a video going out about that. And I think that's about it that I have for you guys. I've been trying to like stay away from like those very stale stories. So I've been trying to give you guys what you want to listen to. Fortunately, I don't know what you want to listen to. Unfortunately, I don't know what you want to listen to, but fortunately, I don't give a fuck. Okay, so we're just going to get into what we're going to get into. And let's get into it. So let's go deep dive. This is the darkest hour of the night that I am recording. So I will call this the Darkest Hour podcast, 185th episode. And guys, let's just go in. So Sexy Red announces that she's pregnant. She's been performing all over the nation. When I think about it, what the fuck do I think about Sexy Red? All right. So Sexy Red, to me, I like her because she stays in her zone. Like, she minds her business. She doesn't try to be like the other girls. But at the same time, it's like, when do you stop appearing in your bonnet and your house shoes and onesies, you know, pajama onesies to shows when you know you have the hell of a crowd, you know? And I guess that's that ratchet shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, shout out to Sexy Red. I like her a lot. I actually like her vibe. It's not the fact that she's performing barefooted, pregnant on stage, two little shorts, they're unbuttoned, little ass bra. When is the milk going to come in? Give her some titties. Don't know. But, you know, I beg. I try to beg to differ, you know. But Sexy Red, come on. Hot ass mess. This woman is performing barefooted on stage in like $10 Fashion Nova shorts. First of all, she's not even dressing to the season. Her outfits don't even fit towards the season. She's wearing like pastel pink and it's fall, okay? That's the Easter color. But she's wearing like the little cat ears. It's just a weird situation going on. I mean, it's like Doja Cat meets your local project girl. I can't even say who in the game that can remind me of that hood ass shit that she's pulling off. But none of these guys, Sexy Red is booked and busy and pregnant. She's busy doing things to get pregnant. Knowing that she has a full career on her end and she needs to be hitting the stage. But she can't breathe. She used another girl to twerk for her. The security guards is pushing girls off of her from twerking for her. It's just a mess. It's just a fucking mess. I'm just gonna say it. I don't give a fuck. All right. Let's get into Cesar Pena, okay? We might stay on this subject for a couple minutes just because of so many facts behind it. Now, Cesar Pena is one of the known house flippers, investors. I mean, not investor, but he took money from investors to work on houses with DJ Envy. Uses DJ Envy's famous platform to express and market his seminars, his conferences, you know, everything. Everything. He used DJ Envy for it. And now DJ Envy is playing victim, saying he doesn't know what's going on. He didn't know Cesar was stealing money. So if he didn't know Cesar was stealing money, and he's also saying that he's waiting on Cesar to give him money. And I don't know if this is a situation where Cesar kind of pulled him in. You know, I don't know if it's like a situation where Cesar pulled him in and he didn't know what was going on, because it was like he caught Joe Budden. I know I should have these clips, but you've probably seen them already all over the news, everything like that, where they called Joe Budden. He calls three people. He calls Clue, DJ Clue. He calls Fabulous, and he calls Joe Budden. And when he calls these three people, Joe Budden had the most informative information for him. And he told him, basically, hey, this is a Ponzi scheme. You're going to go to jail for this. DJ Envy laughed it off and said, you know what? I'm going to call another buddy and see if they want to invest. Well, Cesar Pena is out on a $1 million bond. Him and his brother are out on bond. I forgot what his I think his brother has something to do with it. I don't think they're adding that in the news. Or his brother has an ankle monitor, too, because Cesar is out with the ankle monitor on. He's on house arrest. And can't go anywhere. But beyond that, iHeartRadio, where DJ Envy works, was reportedly, allegedly, because TMZ tried to come back and clear it up, that the FBI did not raid the Breakfast Club and take electronics out of the office. Okay? So I believe DJ Envy at one point in time, like everybody else, got to the point where he knew it was a scheme and he just kept riding along with it. Just kept, you know, pushing those pedals until the wheels turned, you know? So, in that case, I don't know. I don't want to see anybody go to jail, but hundreds of millions of dollars they're talking about. This is going to be something big to watch all winter and spring, okay, in the courts. Because they about to get Cesar ass up out of here. They're tired of this. You know, the Supreme Court and the courts of local offices have been getting hit with a lot of scams. I mean, cases on scams. So a lot of counties, you know, things like that, they've been dealing with these, I want to say retailer. realtor scams, okay? And they're saying that's one of the reasons why Angelique got the fuck up out of there and got out of the way, because she knew there was a bomb there about to explode. Now, Cardi B, we're switching topics, guys. Cardi B wants to delete herself, she said a couple weeks ago. Wanted to put a bullet in her head. I believe this is all stems from because people are calling her Mexican. They're calling her father Mexican. They're just being very rude online. And I feel like I even DM'd her, even though I know she would never see it. It's just like I DM'd her to let her know, hey, there's millions of positive comments you can read. And then you run into the negative ones, and then that's what you want to prey upon. And it's like, don't do that. Because their positive is always going to outweigh the negative, especially with the top artists like Cardi B. We're not talking about a Love and Hip Hop star anymore. Okay? We're talking about the Cardi B. So I wish she would just stop focusing on the negative so much. I know she wants to cuss everybody out that says something negative about her, but I feel like she needs to chill the fuck out. All right? Chill the fuck out. So Cardi is not only wanting to lead herself, she's also on the campaign for UGG. She's on the platinum platform. They have platform UGGs that are really cool. Her and her husband have been supporting them. I think they both have deals through them. So kudos to them. They're making money moves for real, like together. Together, they're making money moves. So, Britney Spears talk about Britney Spears has a book, guys. Can't remember what the name of it is because I've been just focused on what's in it because it's been airing out to the blogs. And one thing she had to say was abortion. She had an abortion by Justin Timberlake, she said, when she was 19 years old. Just 19, she said, they both thought they were too young. I think Britney wanted to really keep the baby because, I mean, her younger sister followed in her steps. Remember that Jamie? Lynn Spears or something like that, her sister that was once on Nickelodeon as Zoe, I believe. Yep. And she ended up pregnant at 16, up getting kicked off of Nickelodeon, raised her child, and I think she's doing great. So I hope that Britney Spears can, you know, write this book and just tell it all and let it all out, not just for the sake of, you know, what I do, reporting stories, but it's for the sake of her sanity. And after that, I'm going to move on to talk about somebody else's sanity. Black China is in the news. All right. In the news. Black China's in the news because she claims she only has $11,000 to her name. Her mortgage is like $22,000. She spends $3,800 in groceries. She spends money on dining out. And then she has her shopping habit, which none of those are a problem until you talk about that mortgage for the house. $22,000 a month and she's only racking in $32,000. That leaves you $10,000 to spare, so you really don't have much to save. You don't really have much, you know. So she's taking Tyga to court to try to get child support, which is really weird because Tyga has the kids most of the time. And then now it's like she wants to uproot the kids, and not a good idea. For all the bar. For all the barbs, guys, Nicki Minaj has put out a track with Drake. I am going to play that hopefully I get around to it. Because I don't even have my phone, I don't think. Oh my God, I don't know where my phone is. Okay, we gotta use a backup phone because I don't know what the hell I did with my phone. guys, hope you're still here. Still hope you're enjoying. Just keeping you in the loop about everything that's going on. That's what I do. You know, sometimes I should have more information, but guys, I just try to run you down these topics and get this shit out because it'd be so hilarious. Okay. We have. No, we don't have it. We do not have for all the barbs. Yeah. So Apple Music, we do not have all for all the barbs. But we will get into it. We will get into it on YouTube. So, guys, I want to take a quick intermission. And I'm going to play this song for you. And I hope it's not too loud. I'll turn it down as I tell the DJ. Oh, it's not that loud. All right, that was for all the barbs. That was Nicki Minaj featuring Chief Keef and Drake. And I think that was a great song. I really like that song. I hope she puts it on the album, but I think it's just a teaser. So we're going to move on, guys. We were talking about the for all the barbs. I hope this album is it's going to do what she says it's going to do. I think she's going to put a lot of singing tracks on it, and I'm not with that. I really want to hear Nicki rapping. I'm just, I'm be honest, I'm just Nicki. I thought it was because I'm not an R&B chick, like a singing chick, but it's really, I don't want to hear Nicki sing. Okay, even though I'm a Barb. Barb's in the house, all right? So, Kim K, Amber Rose, Cher, if not the same birthday, their birthday is a day apart, same signs, and where are they the same signs? I think that Amber Rose made it. I can't believe if their birthday is on the same day. That's what all the blogs have been putting out, is that their birthday is on the same day. And I'm like, Kanye, how did you pull that off? Like, their birthday's on the same day. Yay. Two exes, birthday on the same day. Crazy, okay? All right, so let's move on to Krishan Rock. She calls it fake news. She has paid rent on a home for a year. There were rumors of that she was getting put out of her house, and which was really tricky for us because she just opened, got the keys, showed the keys to the house, you know, showed the house and everything like that. And I'm not believing it for 1 second that she's in debt with this house, okay? Now, who is in debt with a home that or apartment that was for rent is Angela Simmons, okay? Out in LA, she owes a landlord a lot of money, okay? I didn't get to write down the numbers, but we all know that it's been in the blogs. She owes money, okay? So let's move on. We're going to talk about Blueface. We only got about 6 more minutes. Guys, I want to talk about Blueface engagement to his baby mother, Jaden. I hate to even talk about this shit because his mother got involved. Mother talking about her ass look better than hers. And Blueface talking about her ring look better than hers, his mother's. Telling her husband to come pull up since she got so much to say about her situation with Blueface. Okay, so it's a mess. I think this is gonna take a whole video. I mean, a whole 30-minute podcast to get through. So I just want to run that by you, and then we also are gonna get into Prince. Oh my God. So we're talking about Prince from Love and Hip Hop, of course. And if I can get to my archives. Oh God, I see a horrible video. I am trying to get to my archives, and I do not know how to get there. It's taking me forever. Okay, I think I found the archives. Sorry to pause for so long, but you guys are here and I'm here with you. All right, so where are the archives? Oh my God, this is when I need my daughter for this. Okay, found them. Found the clip. Here we go.
It wasn't like a smash though. Like it was like I was really, you know. to like my place on the beach, and you know, come out with me, stay with me some nights.
Was it good?
Phenomenal. And this is before she got like thin. I was with thick Lori. Mm. Yeah. She wasn't thin like she is now. I prefer the old Lori. Honestly.
Did you go raw?
Yeah.
Why would you ask me that?
She was very, very conscientious. I'm not gonna lie to you. One time, I was trying to be slick and get a video. This girl was like so on it, like
she'd be looking around for a camera. And
yo, she was so on it.
Damn, son.
Honestly, what ended up happening was I don't really know how to like leave people, so I always get left. I had someone that I was dealing with, and I loved her. I really, 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 really like Lori, but I'm not the type of kid to kind of like.
All right, I gotta cut this shit short. Gotta cut it short. He's kissing and telling. He's telling us that he fucked with Sweetie's mom. He's telling us that he had Lori Harvey. It's just a mess. I don't, you know, child, I don't know what to believe at this point. Especially for somebody like Prince, he could be a liar. I'm gonna be honest. He could be a liar. I don't even know why he's telling all this shit. But who is telling some things is Dwight Howard, okay? Dwight Howard admits that he hooked up with set up a hookup with a man, but there was no threesome involved. So I guess that is Dwight Howard coming out of the closet. All right, $500,000 or a dinner with Jay-Z. I'm taking the $500,000. Jay-Z told us to take the $500,000. He said it's a bad deal. You can just take the $500,000 and buy my albums, and you can get what you would have got out of the conversation with the dinner, which I think is unbelievable. Come on, Jay-Z. You have way more wisdom than that you can give us. So Monique calls her man daddy. Calls her husband daddy. She feels like he raised her into being a specific kind of woman. All right. Now, this is just nuts. Don't get me wrong. He hitting it from the back. I'm calling him daddy. But I'm saying you raised me? No. Moving on to new music. We have Raw, City Girls. I haven't quite listened to it yet, but they're saying it's a 6,000 to 9,000 album sales, streaming, well, everything's included as a package for 1 week. So everybody's trying to predict their numbers. The album just dropped, and I think it dropped October 20th, which was Friday, which we normally don't get our numbers in until the following Friday. So I don't know why everybody's so up in an uproar about it. You know, it's crazy. Guys, you're here with me and I'm here with you. This is the darkest hour of keeping you in the loop. Gen Z edition, okay? Numbers game, okay? Is it a numbers game? Cisco says that he is supposed to be on the Mount Rushmore. Well, what happened was Paps ran into Mario and asked him who was on his Mount Rushmore. He called Beyonce, he called MJ, he called himself, and he called Whitney Houston. And it's like, bruh, he didn't do it in specific order, but he said he's on that Mount Rushmore. Guys, we got one more minute. I just got to catch you guys up to who the fuck is eating 48 oysters and leaving the tab on somebody else. I think that's stupid, stupid, stupid. Okay, and other local news and restaurant local news, because like I said, I'm in the field of serving people, being a bartender. 2 tabs were paid out of 20 tabs out of a $500 bill. Ridiculous. People ran out of the restaurant. It's filmed all across the nation. Make sure you check out the videos. Make sure you come back to my channel and check me out. I will have way more information on these topics and even more, okay? I'm going to probably do an hour topic and then break them down like I was saying. I don't think I told you, but I'll be breaking them down.